to other business. We have our first case, and it's case number 10,466, and they are requesting a rehearing. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to, for a minute, for the acting secretary here, Mr. Malloy, who would like to, or he could help with this. What's with that? This on this case, you're going to explain his request for this rehearing. I have a pretty good idea, but I would like to.
Yes, it was brought into Mr. Lank, and I believe there was a question of there was two property markers by two well-known surveyors, and I guess there's a question of which one is actually the actual property marker for the particular lot. And I believe the applicants are wishing for a reschedule because of the question of the two markers.
Well, really, the fence don't have a whole lot to, I guess, really to do to it, with it.
Yeah, I mean, the fence is really not a part of it. It's actually a determination really of the two property markers.
Yeah, we need to find out, well, really what you need to resolve is which is the property line or the pins. Which one is which? Right. Like, is that about right?
That's my understanding of it, right.
Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, because if it's 5 foot that's needed. So if you got two pins here, then if it's only a 4 foot, you're still going to need another 1 foot difference, you're still going to need 4 feet. It's not going to change the 5 foot variance. Isn't that what it was requested? If I remember that case.
They were requesting a
5 foot?
I believe it was.
Because you got two pins there, and there's only a foot between them. If that's not even an issue.
Well, while he's looking for that, Mr. Chairman, the board rules permit rehearings on three basic categories. One is mistake, inadvertent surprise, or excusable neglect. That's what we get a lot of times when somebody misses a public hearing because they've either forgotten or got snowed in or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Two is newly discovered evidence, which by due diligence could not have been discovered at the time of the first hearing. The third one is fraud or misconduct of an adverse party, which I don't think has been alleged here. So I assume the allegation is that this is newly discovered evidence that they could not have discovered at the time of the original hearing, and which they would like to present to the court. It was timely filed. You can file these up to 10 days after the decision itself has been filed.
It was requesting a 5.7-foot variance from the side yard.
That's what it was. I thought it was that.
And 4.6 from the 10-foot, required 10-foot on the rear, both for a detached garage.
And so now there's been a survey, and they found that it's different?
Well, there's, like in the picture there, there's two property markers that from two different surveyors. Mm-hmm. I guess the question is, what is the actual property marker?
But that's not for us to determine.
Would it make a difference?
One there.
Whether it need a variance or not?
Yeah.
Only maybe by a foot.
So it would still be.
What's the difference, sir?
Well, difference we can't at this point. We can't have external extraneous evidence at this point. This is simply for the board's determination.
Yeah, I mean, you're still going to end up having to have a variance.
Foot or difference?
I would say it's only about a foot difference.
A difference.
So maybe instead of needing a 5.7-foot variance, you need a
4.7-foot variance.
But either way, it wouldn't be hard to determine until you find out which one the pin is right.
We couldn't determine. It would have to be resurveyed, or somebody would have to come up with an actual the definitive property line, you know,
before you can do it.
Right.
And they're both reputable surveyors.
Wasn't there something else to that, too, though? But the height of the
by the fence.
By the fence. And the height too, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that, I think he was right. That fence was, but
wasn't else something else, John, to that? Remember? That case?
This was the one with the meter pan separate on
the meter pan was separate.
Mm-hmm.
The meter pan was two different meter pans, and then
had
it upstairs, but it wasn't finished off.
Right. I guess if it's over, then that's what the question was, my possibility. Yeah.
So, Dean, the two surveys, is there it's not a, one of them is not a new survey, it's just the survey that the applicant had done at the time of the hearing, and the original one at the time of property transfer?
Survey when they for the application? You mean when they turned in for the application?
Well, we just saw pictures of the two markers where one was Long and one was
right.
Kaufman. If I read this real quickly, I haven't, we just got this, so I haven't read it real good, but.
Well, that's present, that's, to me, that's, you know, presenting their case again.
So it says here in this, this document, Mr. Kaufman did the survey for a settlement in 2002. Mr. Long did the survey, for Mrs. Grace. So that was the property next door?
Yes.
Okay. And she purchased the property in 2004.
What was our decision on the case?
It was denied.
We denied.
All variance requests were denied?
Yeah.
Okay. And what variances were requested, just the rear?
Side and rear for the detached garage.
5.7 and 4.6.
And so what are we being told is different? That the property markers were not correct?
I guess the property markers are in question.
And do we know for a fact that they were not correct, or we don't?
Other than that picture that's shown there, we don't.
And so I would suggest unless we see evidence that proves that those markers were not correct, then nothing's changed. Nice. Therefore, you know, we can't rehear it.
Wouldn't this fall under that two-part hearing thing, Rick, that we'd have to be just returned down completely?
Either way. It's if you think this is newly discovered evidence, which could not have been discovered at the time of the original hearing, you can rehear it. Still got to be re-advertised, and everybody gets a chance to come in, and it's a do-over.
This would be new evidence. I mean, this was even unheard of at the hearing, wasn't it, or not?
What, the survey?
No, the pins, the two property lines.
The differences in the two surveys.
The difference of the two surveys were they at the last hearing.
Right, but I don't think it's been determined that the pins are inaccurate.
Right.
No.
And it's one person saying the pins are here, it's the other one saying the pins are
not
here.
Yeah, that they're not accurate, though. So.
But until that's, I mean, until it's determined by
someone
right,
that the pin settings were inaccurate,
I mean, it's not
we have to believe that we acted on the correct pin settings, and therefore we can't rehear the case.
Right. Then you got to send us a new survey.
Well, you know, we can send surveys all day long, or they can. How do we determine which one's accurate?
I don't. It's one of those things where you have to listen to both sides of the story, I guess, and figure out which one's
telling you that.
Not necessarily which one's true or false, but which one has better supporting documentation. You know, there's some place you could ask 10 different surveyors to find a point. They come up with 10 different markers. It's just the way it is sometimes. But
we've run into that, too.
Right, yeah. The surveyors have to be here, too?
What were the reasons that we denied?
They would have to get something, I would think, some sort, at least an affidavit, or have a surveyor come here in person to say, here's why I think these are the markers versus the others. Well, on the other hand, here's the other thing. And I'm not suggesting an outcome one way or the other. You guys get to vote, but if you know, it'd be one thing if you were looking at an alternate set of markers, and if you adopted that alternate set, it was going to eliminate the need for a variance altogether. But I'm getting that that's not going to happen. They're still going to need a pretty significant portion of the variance they applied for. If you think it's not going to make any difference either way, there wouldn't be much sense in granting a rehearing.
I guess, what were the reasons that we denied it? Because it didn't meet the standards?
Yeah, I think it was in general denial.
Yes, did not meet standards for granting a variance.
So what's
now,
different there?
If you think that seeing the different set of markers, whether it's 1 foot, 10 foot, whatever, might persuade you to see the thing differently, then you could grant the rehearing on that basis. So there's really two ways to look at it. You guys got it.
Well, that would be good. Yeah, and have both surveyors come in or somehow something that they try to.
Dean, which way is it going? I mean, is he gaining more or is he losing?
He'd be gaining.
He's going to be gaining.
I believe he'd be gaining.
He's gaining
the difference. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it still would end up having need a variance.
Still need a variance.
But at least we get that settled, though. I mean, because I'm knowing. I mean, I'd like to be as definite as I could, or definite sure as I could.
Right.
That we do that, huh?
I've had no trouble. Both surveyors are good.
Both surveyors could be here or give something that, you know, to really show. Because if, you know, party A saying it and party B saying it, but it's still, how do we really, you know, would it make a difference for either one of them? He's going to lose or he's going to gain or she'll lose. You know, the fences really doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the property lines, knowing exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's an issue, but that's not for, I'm not within the defense. I think it'll make a difference one way or the other.
Well, we've got new evidence. This new paperwork came to us this evening concerning this case.
Yeah.
So I think we should table it and look at this information and then make a decision next meeting.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
We can't until we make a determination whether the case is different.
No, I think what Ron is saying is he just wants time to
think on the new information.
To look at everything to decide whether or not to grant a rehearing.
To grant a rehearing, and we'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And then, yeah, bring it up to January,
so
next meeting.
So on the 4th, you would make a decision whether
to grant a rehearing or not. He wants to table it until then. Okay, so I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we table the request for a rehearing on case number 10,466 to our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Now this will be tabled until January the 4th, 2010. Okay. Gentlemen, if there's nothing else. Oh, wait a minute. I think that's all the divisions that we have. Before the close, could I ask Steve if you're interrupting your job?
There was one other matter before we get off of board business, and that was there was another request for a rehearing in the AT&T tower case. I think you all got copies or else they're in the packages. It's not on the agenda, obviously, because it wasn't advertised, but I would suggest you might as well put it on January 4th. Read that one, too, and make a decision.
I didn't get it.
Okay, I just saw a copy of it today. I think it just got filed. So,
okay.
For
the one down
sure
to
Bethany Beach?
Bethany Beach.
Yeah.
You know, I can appreciate the people would like, you know, for us to act on something like this last one. Getting this information tonight and then, you know, probably best in the future. I'm certainly not scolding or anything, but if we're to get information in the night of the meeting, then I would suggest that it not be put on the agenda until the following meeting. Gives us a chance to review and so forth.
That's like the one I'm now talking about. Which
yeah.
Just came in today, so
yeah.
We'll put it on the next meeting for consideration. It looks like it's very much like the ones that were filed before, but I didn't even get a chance to look back closely with them.
That's okay.
So can you make sure that they all get copies before next meeting?
Thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. No, that's fine. I had a question on this Cape Gazette. I wanted to know about
the agenda.
Do you think, or can we offer rebuttal to what we did about this by Jeannie Sist? Have you read that yet?
Oh, I did not see that. I don't know.
Well, you get a chance and you look at it then. You don't have to do it tonight then and come back and let us know at our next meeting. I'd like for you to read that.
Did you give me a copy of that?
That's just one woman's opinion.
Yeah, but you know, I get back to her. You know, I think that we do. I think we do a darn good job.
Is it about her own case?
Well, no, just everything in general about us.
Actually, I don't think it's a full article. It's part of just a piece of an article.
Yeah,
it suggests that this board is willing.
Have you got it, Rick?
This board. It's a whole thing. County as a whole, but I just
see this, Rick.
I mean, but the reason why this got prompted because the actions of people that she brought, and it's like us, what we did by.
She didn't get
this is the guy that threatened us and all that stuff, but she's been good, like they're the good people and we're the bad guys. And I think, you know, we all do a good job. Rick does a good job.
The reason I asked that question is she did appeal the denial of her case to Superior Court. So If it's about her case, I wouldn't want to comment on that while it's now.
Well, she didn't mention her case, but it's just, I think, you know, it's in general, you know, generalization of it.
Somebody called me the Monday after her case and asked me if I heard how I was getting bashed on Dan Gaffney.
It's where the board is going. There's one, her and Sierra Mobile Home Park.
Our Constitution allows freedom of speech, whether it's good or bad speech.
Oh, you know, but this lady.
I really don't care what people say.
No, but I just get sick and tired.
I was appointed to do a job. I think I try to do it the best I can.
We all do.
And if these folks can't meet the standards for granting a variance or support their case, then that's their problem.